All right, Tavosai. Good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Ayin Tes 79. We're actually picking up on Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We left off with Amar Rav Chista. It's actually the wide lines on the bottom of the daf. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up on the bottom. Amar Rav Chista. So Rav Chista said the following: Get biyado u'mishicha biyado. An interesting case. She's holding the get, but he is literally holding a string, right, attached to the get. So there are strings attached. So he's holding but not in a figurative, in a literal sense. So there's the get, there's the string. He's holding the string, she's holding the get. Im yachol enatko lahaviyo etzlo, if he could yank the get and bring it to him, eina megareshes, then she's not divorced, because again, remember, there's a lack of krisos, right? There's a lack, ultimately, again, of separation between husband and wife. Ve'im lav, but if he can't yank the get to him, even if technically speaking he's not, even if he's still holding the string, so megareshes, she is divorced. My time, what's the reason? But you know, krisos v'laka, because at the end of the day, if he could yank the get back to him, then that is not called a sefer krisos. Amrav Yehuda ha'isa yadasoi kekatafris v'zarkula. This is another interesting case. Let's say again, her hand is extended, but Rashi points out kimadron, her hand is slanted downwards. So that's when he either places or throws the get in her hands, what it does is it touches her hand, and then it simply rolls off. So afapi shehigia get liyada ena megureshes. Even though the get reached her hand, she is not megureshes. Asks the Gemara, am I, but why not? That was the assumption is, the reason she's not megureshes is why? Because she never retains the get. But ask the Gemara, so what? Ha kinofil ba'arba. But at the end of the day, when the get fell, even though it doesn't remain in her hand, when it falls off her and rolls off her and it rolls into her Dalet Amos. We spent the whole day yesterday and the day before discussing the idea that Dalet Amos is Kona. Right? That once Dalet Amos acquires on their behalf, to which the Gemara says, B'dalo Noch, all the cases where the get never came to rest in the Dalet Amos, which reads the Gemara, V'tigarish b'avir da'arba amos. Oh, but now the Gemara raises an interesting point. But there's avir. Dalet Amos has airspace. So even if the get itself never comes to rest within the Dalet Amos, doesn't the Dalet Amos have airspace? And if that's the case, let the airspace acquire the get. Tivshot to buy Rabbi Lazar. So from here we can answer the question of Rabbi Lazar. What did Rabbi Lazar say? Arba amos she'amru yishlan avir. Only in avir. So Rabbi Lazar asked the question, does Dalet Amos have avir, have airspace or not? Tivshot, but let's learn out from here. The ein lahen avir. Apparently the fact that the Braisa ruled that she's not divorced indicates to us what? That Dalet Amos does not have airspace. To which the Gemara says, not necessarily. Hachom ha'askinu, what's the case here? Ba'omedas al gav ha'nar. She's standing by the bank of the river. D'me'ikar li'ibud koi. Which means also because she's standing at the bank of the river, she doesn't have Dalet Amos. Because why? She's right next to the water. Because of that, again, there are no Dalet Amos to acquire on her behalf. Therefore, again, the only time that airspace works is when, technically speaking, the item could come to rest. Then there's a havamina that there's airspace. In this case over here, because she's standing by the bank of the river, and there is no place for that get to come to rest, therefore there are no Dalet Amos. Therefore, by extension, there's no avir as well. And that's why the Braisa ruled that she is not Migurashas. Top of Ayin Tes. Haisa omedes arosh agag. Uzarka lo. So we'll say next case. She's standing on the top of a roof, and the husband throws her the get. Kevin she'egila avir agag harizim migurashas. Once the get enters into the airspace of the rooftop, she's migurashas. She is divorced. Hu milamalo v'hi milamat. What about the opposite case? He's standing on the roof. She's standing on the ground of the chatzar. V'zarko lo, and he threw her the get. Kevan sheyatza mirashus agag, once that get leaves the rashus of the roof, nimchako nisraf, even if it gets erased or incinerated, hare zu migureshes, she is considered to be divorced. Says the Gemara v'halo minter, how does this work? Now, we'll say, remember, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is case number one, we're blessed, where she is standing on the rooftop, he is standing below, he throws the get into the to her, so the Mishnah ruled that once the get reaches the airspace of the rooftop, so she is divorced, to which the Gemara says, v'halo minter, if you look at Rashi, he says, v'halo minter, avir hagag da'asi zeka v'shadilei mikamei delenach, there's the possibility that the wind could come and blow the get away before the get ever comes to rest on the roof. So says the Gemara, how could she be? So the Mishnah ruled that she's divorced once the get entered into the airspace. And also, if you remember again, one of the things that we've seen repeatedly is the notion that in order for a particular area to acquire on behalf of a woman, what does it have to be? It has to be Mishtameres. It has to be mishtameres. It has to be what we'll call guarded. Guarded. Now, guarded doesn't mean that there has to be a high wall around it, but it has to mean that it has the capability ultimately to come to rest, and she's there, or she has control over the area. So how could this rooftop acquire? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Begak Sheyesh Lamaika Askinan. Oh, what's the case? The case over here is where there is a fence around the roof. Therefore, again, once the get ultimately, again, reaches the airspace of the roof, it's enclosed within the rooftop, and it's fine. Ulubah Menashe Mishmei Davini Amar. So Ulubah Menashe had a different answer. He said, what's the case here? Hacha B'pachos Mishalosh Samuch L'gaga Skinan. Oh, so what's it? This is actually very interesting. So Ulubah Menashe says that when the Mishnah ruled that once the get enters into the airspace of the roof, it's as if it has entered into her rishus. So what does airspace mean? Ula Bar Menashe says airspace means less than 3 tfachim off the ground of the roof. The chopachos mishlosha samuch legag kigag dami. Because we'll say, what is this referring to? This is the concept of lavut. Right? So lavut tells us that once something is within 3 tfachim of the ground, by definition, it's considered to be at rest. So Ula Bar Menashe is saying that when the Mishnah ruled that if the get comes to rest in the airspace, airspace over here doesn't mean airspace in the classical sense, but rather it means lavud. Once it's within 3 tfachim of the ground, then by definition she has acquired the get. So the Gemara says, humi lamalo. So remember, what was the next case in the Mishnah? Husband is on the roof, and she's standing in, let's say, on the ground of the courtyard, and he throws her at the get. So the Mishnah ruled, once the get leaves the reshus of the roof, she's divorced. And the Mishnah illustrates that by saying that even if something happens to the get on its way down, it gets taken, or it gets erased, or it gets incinerated, then what's the halacha? She's divorced, says the Gemara B'Halo Minter. But I don't understand, how is that possible? At the end of the day, again, it's not Minter. The get is not guarded, which is another way of saying that it's not a chatzar ha-mishtameres. It's ultimately, again, not a chatzar that is guarded. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kegon, Shahayu Mechitzos HaTachtonos Od Fos Al Ha'alyonos. Oh, what's the case? It's actually quite interesting. The case over here is where there's a rooftop. So the roof has its own walls, but the outer chatzar also has larger walls, higher walls. So that the outer walls are higher than the roof walls. And therefore what? When he throws the get, as soon as the get leaves the reshus of the gag, what does it enter into? It enters into the airspace of the mechitzos of the outer chatzar. So because of the Mishnah means, when it says, therefore, once it leaves the roof, it is already essentially enclosed within the walls of the outer chatzar. That outer chatzar, that lower chatzar, that's hers. And therefore, by definition, it acquires it on her behalf. And so Rabbi Elazar sending Rabbi Oshia, same explanation of the case, where the mechitzos ha-tachtonos, it calls them the lower walls. But the truth is, you understand, the lower walls are the walls that ultimately surround the chatzar. So the lower walls are actually higher than the roof walls. So we'll say, remember again, these lower walls are like a chatzar wall. They surround the courtyard. They're higher than the roof. So once that gets out, once that get leaves the reshus of the gag, by definition, it's within the reshus of those outer mechitzos, and therefore they acquire on behalf of the woman. So everybody's just giving the same answer. So said Ula, name Rabbi Yochanan, that the outer walls, which the Gemara calls the lower walls, were higher than the roof walls. And therefore, again, they acquire on behalf of the woman. Amarle Rabbi Abalu Ula Kiman. Now, I will say, what's interesting is, what's driving this Mishnah in general is the notion that airspace acquires. That airspace acquires. That a get ultimately is acquired by the woman. Again, remember, in case number one, once it enters into the airspace of the roof. In case number two, when the husband's on top of the roof, she's on the bottom. So in that case, again, when the get leaves the airspace of the roof and enters into the airspace of the outer mechitzos. So the Gemara says, all of this is predicated on the sheet of Rabbi Da'amar, Kluta, Kemishahun Chadami. So Dami, well, say, if remember again, we learned this. Remember this from Shabbos and from Erevin. So Kluta means when something goes through the airspace of a particular area, Kemishahuncha. It is as if it has come to rest. That's why, again, the Mishnah Paskin, in case number one, once the get comes into the airspace of the roof, she's divorced. And in case number two, once the get leaves the airspace of the roof, she is divorced. Now, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Now, remember, where did Rebbe say this Shita? Rebbe said this Shita by Shabbos, Kimisha Huncha, La'aretz, Disanya, Hazorik B'Shabbos, B'Rishus HaRabim, B'Rishus HaRabim, B'Rishus HaYachid, Be'emtza, Rebbe Mechayv Rebbe Cham Pochin. Because remember, where did this come up? This came up on Shabbos. Remember this case? I'm standing in Rishus HaRabim. There's Rosh Sarabim, a Rosh Sayochid, Rosh Sarabim, right? So I have two public domains sandwiching a private domain. And I throw an object, and the object travels through the Rosh Sarabim to the Rosh Sayochid into the next Rosh Sarabim. So am I chayiv for Hotsa'a or not? The Chacham Paskin, no. The Chacham Paskin, I am not chayiv in that case, because remember again, by Hotsa'a you need an Akira and a Hanocha. You have to have a lifting up and a placing down. Rebbe holds you are chayiv. Why? Because Rebbe holds that when an item goes ahead and travels through an airspace, it's as if the item has come to rest in that airspace. Therefore, again, it's as if the item was uprooted in Rosh HaSarabim, so set down in Rosh HaSayachid, re-uprooted, and then went into Rosh HaSarabim. So the Gemara just says, just understand, our Mishnah reflects the view of Rebbe, that kluta kemisha hunchadanya, that once an object enters into the airspace of a particular rishus, that item is considered to be at rest in that rishus. Amalei said, no, afilu teimur rabbanan, it's not true. Even the rabbis who disagree with Rabbi by Shabbos will agree in this case. How so? Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan leidu Rabbi el le'inyan Shabbos. The rabbis only argue with Rabbi when it comes to Shabbos. Aval hacha mishum inturehu. But in this case, it's different. You see, in this case, Rabbi said, what we're looking for is that the rabbanan will agree that airspace could be considered like the actual rishus as long as the airspace is quote-unquote guarded. In other words, as long as she has control over that area, that's enough for Hilchos Gin. So mostly that's why now you begin to understand the Gemara's previous answers. That's why in the Gag case, the Gemara had to say what? Either that there are mechitzos on the Gag, and therefore the get is within the walls, the mechitzos of the Gag, or, according to Ula, it's within three tvachim. And in case number two, the exterior walls of the Chatzar are higher than the walls of the Gag. So in both of those cases, the airspace is what we call mintar. The airspace is guarded. So maybe even the Rabbanan who agree by Shabbos will agree by get kluta, excuse me, even the Rabbanan who disagree by Shabbos, that we don't say kluta kemishun, we don't say that an object in the airspace of a particular rishus is considered to be at rest, will agree by getting that principle does work. I v'ha, Yisrael Gemara says, v'chin amar Rabasi, v'chin amar Rabasi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, kegon shahayu mechitos hatachtonos, otfos al ha'elyonos. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, because what's the case over here? The case over here is where the bottom mechitzos ultimately were told on the roof mechitzos. Therefore, you see from here that the airspace itself is mintar, is guarded. Omer Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Asi, Kiman, whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi, Damar Kluta, Kimishun Chadamya, this reflects the view of Rabbi Yabosei, who says that when an object travels through the airspace of a particular rishos, that object is considered to be at rest. Omer Afilu Tim Rabbanon. Ad kan lo pligi rabban ali rabbi el inyan Shabbos. So Rabbi is just restating the same discussion, just attributing it to different rabbanim. So again, maybe the rabbanon only argue on Rabbi by Shabbos. Aval hacha mishum inturehu v'ha kamintar. But Rabbi say over here it could be that even the rabbanon would hold that kluta kamishuhuncha, that once that get enters into the rishus of the particular airspace, that it's going to be considered as if it is at rest, since all I need over here is for the object to be in a guarded space. And since this space is guarded, again, as the way we interpreted the cases, therefore she'll be divorced. So both sides. So just, we're not finished with this, but just understand what the Gemara is highlighting to us is the notion that airspace can acquire, and that when an object travels through airspace, it's like it's at rest, is a machlokas in Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Rebbe says, if it's in the airspace, it's as if it's at rest on the ground. Rabbanon say no. Now remember, that machlokas comes up by Hilchos Shabbos. The interesting part is the Mishnah says that once the get enters into the airspace, Lemaisa, again, she's divorced. And no one's arguing on that. So there are two ways we could look at that non-argument. Either the Mishnah just reflects the view of Rebbe, That's one possibility. Or second possibility is what? The Mishnah reflects the view of the Rabbanon as well. Just the Rabbanon only disagree by Shabbos. They don't disagree over here by get, because by get, what's most important is that the area is mintar, the area is guarded. And since we set up the cases in the Mishnah that there are walls protecting these areas, therefore, again, even when the get is in the airspace, it's mintar, and therefore, even the Rabbanon would agree that Lamaisa she is divorced. Fine. We're gonna loop back to this machlokas in a little bit. Nimchak. So remember again, the Mishnah said, in the case where he's on the roof, she's on the bottom, but now the Gemara established it as there are very high walls. The outer walls are higher than the roof walls. So once the get leaves the reshus of the gag, she is divorced. And the way the Mishnah demonstrates that is that even if the get is erased or the get is incinerated and it never actually lands on the ground of the chatzar, she's still divorced. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Aravua. Lo shar ela shenimchak derech yirida. Oh, so this is interesting. The only time that she's divorced is if the get was erased on its way down. Rashi says, Derech Yerida, Kishazarko Klapi Mala, Kadei Lahavira Es Hamake, Lo Nimchak Adshe Gia Lachsra Leira. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is the following: if he throws it and on the arc up it's erased, so the get is not valid. It's only if it's on its way down that the get is valid. Aval Nimchak Derech Aliyolo, but if it was erased on the way up, it's not valid get. Versus my time, what's the reason? Meikara Lo Leminachkoi. Because we'll say in that case where it was erased on the way up, so it was never destined to be a valid get. We'll say there's another issue also. Remember, when it's on its way up, it has not yet broken free of the reshus of the gag. If it hasn't yet broken free of the reshus of the gag, then by definition it's still in the husband's reshus. In other words, that it's going to be on its way down, in which case, again, it's already within the reshus, ultimately, again, of the isha, the mechitzos chitzonios, the outer walls, and therefore, again, the mice of the walls have acquired it, and therefore she's divorced. Nisraf, Amram Nachman Rabba Ravua, Lo Shanu Ela Shekadim Get Lidleika. So we'll say similarly again, the Mishnah said it's similar if the get was incinerated. Says Ding Rab Nachman, says Ding Rabba Ravua, this only works if the get ultimately again, Rashi, I'm sorry, let me actually clarify one thing over here. Rashi says, Aval Nimchak Terachale, going back on the previous case, Rashi says, Afa Pishi Yotze Me Avir Agag, the Avir Chatzer, U Mechitos Tachtonos Otfos, Inu Migureshes, The derech siluko lo mikri nesina ela derech hanachaso. Rashi points out, this is an important piece. See, as I said before, close to the walls, Rashi says, no, it's even true, even if the get has left the walls of the gag and is enveloped by the walls, ultimately, of the outer mechitza, the outer walls, the woman is still not divorced. Why? Because remember, in order for a get to be a proper get, there has to be a nesina, there has to be an act of giving. So it's interesting, what the Gemara is saying over here is the act of Nesina is considered to be the descent, is the get coming down. The get going up is not yet considered to be part of the Nesina. Therefore, if the get ultimately is incinerated going up, there's no valid get. Even if it's within the outer mechitzos, if it's coming down, that's part of the Nesina. It's as if then Kluta can be Shunucha, it's as if it's been given, and therefore the get is valid. Okay, I'm sorry. Now back to the Leika case, back to the fire case. So the Gemara says over here, Rav Nachman said in Rav Aravua, that the get is only good if the get came before the fire. Rashi says, Sheget Kadma Ledleika, Shekadma Zrika Saket Bechatzer, Kodim Shetead Leika Ba'avir Achatzer. So it's only good if the get was thrown into the chatzar before the fire broke out. Aval kadma d'leika l'get. But if the fire broke out before the get, lo. Then ultimately, again, she's not considered to be divorced. What's the reason? My time. May karlis refa kazis. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. The idea is, avir, airspace, can acquire as long as what? As long as the item could potentially come to rest on the ground. If the item can't come to rest, if the item could never come to rest, then apparently even Rebbe would agree that what? That airspace does not acquire. Therefore, again, if when he throws the get, there's no fire, that means that the moment he threw the get, the item could have come to rest on the ground of the chatzar. If, however, the fire was there beforehand, then what? There would have never been a possibility for the get to come to rest, and therefore, the ma'is, again, the get will not be valid. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Reshuyos Chalukos Begin. So Rav Chista says, that Rishuyos are considered to be separate and distinct when it comes to Gittin. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rishuyos chalukos legittin. Im hishila habal makom bechatser la kabbalas gita. Lo hishilu gago obesov lo amrina lo kapit de shema komos lo munshli. Mishum the maisi la right. Fine. Listen to this. So if Chista says, let's say, Rabbi, so you have the following situation. A husband is giving his wife, he's lending her a rishus. He's lending her an area in which she can be makabel her get. So, and let's say again, that get lands in a different area. We don't say that the husband just lent her general space, and wherever the get falls, that's where he lent her. But rather, again, we assume that if he's lending her space, he's lending her the specific space in which he's giving her. But we don't assume that in general she has multiple use of different rishuyos. How does grandfather know this? It's the Mishnah. Remember, he's quoting the Mishnah. If she was standing on the rooftop and he threw her the get, once the get reached the airspace of the gag, hare zo migureshes. She is divorced. She is divorced. Well, I ask, so what's the case? Ilema begag dida, the chatzar dida. If you want to say the rooftop is hers and the chatzar is hers, lamali avi hagag. So why do I even need the get to reach the airspace of the roof? After all, even once the get is in the airspace of the chatzar, she acquires it. Why? Why? It's hers. Ella, rather, it must be what? Begag dida v'chatzar diday. Begag diday v'chatzar. Rather, it must be, it's his roof, and it's his chatzar. If that's the case, ki egil avir agag mayhavi. If that's the case, that it's his rooftop, so why would the airspace of his rooftop acquire on her behalf? Ella pshita, rather, it must be the following case. Begag dida v'chatzar diday. It must be her roof, and his chatzar. So we'll say, so the Gemara assumes, what's the case of her roof? When is it her roof? It's her roof when he lent her that rishus. Meaning, so technically it's his rishus, he lent it to her. We call it her roof. So you see from here that Lamaisa, again, in order for it to be divorced, what has to happen? The get has to enter into the airspace of the roof. Why? Now, because again, we assume that when he lent her the roof, that was dafka the area that he lent her, nowhere else. Amos Sefer, but look at the end of the Mishnah. Hu milamala v'hi milamata. If he is on the roof and she's on the chatzar, v'zarkula, and he threw her the get, kevin shetzer, v'shasagak, nimchak, v'nisrach, v'arizim, v'gureshas. So what did we paskin? Once the get left the rishus of the rooftop, even if it was erased or incinerated, she is divorced. V'i begag dida v'chatzar didei, am I migureshas? But if you're setting it up as the case where the roof is hers and the chatzar is his, then Lemaisa, again, why is it that once it reaches the airspace of the Chatzar, that she's divorced? Ella, rather, it must be what? Begag didei v'chatzar dida. The Seifa must be a case of what? Where it's his roof, her Chatzar. To which the Gemara says, but that doesn't make sense. Reisha begag dida v'chatzar didei, Seifa begag didei v'chatzar dida. Are you now going to tell you that the Mishnah is referring to two different cases? That in case number one, the roof is hers, the Chatzar is his, and in case number two, the roof is his, the Chatzar is hers. To which the Gemara says, Ela lav du'ush lo makom. Rather, we must be that what? It must be that the case is where the Chatzar is his. The Chatzar is his. But rather, what's happening over here? The two cases of the Mishnah reflect where he is lending her space in which to acquire her get. And the point that the Mishnah is making is what? To which the Gemara said, what's the point of both? So both cases are where the Chatzar and the Gag are his. And what's the case of the Mishnah? He's lending her space. And what's the take-home message of the Mishnah? That when a husband lends a wife space to acquire her get, what does he lend her? He lends her a space, right? One space, and doesn't lend her multiple. So we'll say, what the Gemara is saying is like this. See, I might have thought that when a husband goes ahead and lends his wife space to receive her get, that lending, or the definition of that space, is kind of somewhat fluid. So let's say he says, I'm lending you the rooftop to acquire your get. I'm letting you do that to acquire your get. And let's say what happens. The get doesn't land on rooftop A, it lands on rooftop B. Let's say, for argument's sake, the husband owns both of those homes. So he owns both the rooftops. So I thought, look, when he says he's giving her the rooftop, what does he really mean? you know, wherever the get falls, I want you to have that space, because he wants to be divorced. Kamashon, the Gemara tells us that's not the intent of people. When a husband lends his wife space to acquire the get, we understand that what? That act of lending is space specific. So if I'm lending you the rooftop, rooftop A, I'm lending you the rooftop B, and therefore if the get lands on rooftop B, then what? Then what? She's not divorced. That's the point the Gemara is trying to make over here. So the Gemara says, "Amarle midi iria." So first of all, the Gemara says, "Who says Dilma Hakidi Savakidi?" So both say, "Who says that the Reish and the Seifa of the Mishnah have to be referring to the same circumstances? Why can't you just say that the case of the first case of the Mishnah is where what is where it's her roof, his chatzar. Second case of the Mishnah is his roof, his chatzar. Hakidi Savakidi sa Reisha begag didei v'chatzar dechatzar. Excuse me, Reisha begag." Begag dida v'chatzer dida. The Reish is talking about a case where it's her roof, his chatzer. Seifa begag dida v'chatzer dida. And the Seifa is talking about where what? It's his roof and her chatzer. Meaning, we'll say, in other words, here's what's interesting. Sometimes the Gemara's automatic default is the quest for uniformity. We would like everything to work together in consonance. We would like everything to work together. To which the Gemara sometimes answer, who says you need uniformity? Who says the cases of the Mishnah have to flow together? Perhaps you're just talking about two dramatically different circumstances. Amar Rava. Rava said, Shalosh Midos Begin. So Rava said that there are three ways in which Gittin are different than other halachas. So the Gemara says, number one, Had Am Rabbi Klit Klutak Mishuncha Upligi Rabban Alei Hanimilin Shabbos. We'll say, so distinction number one is that although in other areas of halacha, like Hilchos Shabbos, so there's a machlokus about kluta kamisha huncha. If an object travels through the airspace of a particular rishus, is that object at rest? And normally Rebbe says yes, Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan only argue by Shabbos. But let's say, for example, by Gittin, even the Rabbanan will agree that as long as a particular airspace is secure, is muntar, mintar, a mintar we're defining as it has walls, even the Rabbanan will agree that the get is considered to be as if it has come to rest on the actual ground of the Rishos. That's distinction number one. So the number two, V'hadar Mavchista, last two lines of Bosa, V'hadar Mavchista, Na'at Kana B'Rishos HaYachid, it's an interesting case. Let's say a person puts a pole, a tall pole, in Rishos HaYachid, Uberosho Truskel, and on the top of the pole, ultimately again as a basket, Vizorak, and the husband throws the get, Vinach Al Gabov, and the get rests on top of the Truskel, on top of the basket, Afilu Gavoa Mea Ama Chayiv. Even if Lamaisa, the pole is 100 Amos tall, you're Chayiv. Rashi says over here, this is talking about Hilchos Shabbos, we'll say. Rashi says, V'nach al gabov. Rashi says, first of all, D'ha d'amr av chista na'atz kana, b'chatzar gavav m'chitzal sachatzar, v'zorak mishsuran. So we'll say, the case over here is, somebody puts a pole that's tall, very tall, 100 amos tall, with a basket on top. I'm standing in mishsuran. I throw an object from mishsuran, and it comes to rest in the basket that's on top of that pole. Then what's the halacha? I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? Because I transferred an item from Rosh Sarabim to Rosh Sayachid. Rashi says, look at the Rashi. V'nach ha'agav ha'chayiv. D'ha b'leyu ha'nach ha'b'Rosh Sayachid. Sha'av Rosh Sayachid ola adrakiya. Af ha'agav da'av Rosh Sarabim eino l'mala me'asar. So we'll say the novelty over here is that the airspace of Rosh Sayachid goes up to the sky. Chayiv v'shir Rosh Sayachid ola adrakiya. Hani mi'alin yin Shabbos, the Gemara says. This is only true by Shabbos. Aval hacha mishumin turehu v'halom inter. But Rabbi say, for example, the parallel case by Gittin. If let's say the chatzar belonged to the woman, and she had a pole in that chatzar that extended 100 amos high, and there was a basket on top of that pole, and the husband went ahead and threw the get, and it landed on top of that basket, what's the halacha? She's not divorced. Why is she not divorced? Rabbi say, because that area is not mintar. That area is not guarded. Why is it not guarded? Rashi points out, because the wind could come, blow the get, and the get could never even land in the chatzar. So distinction number two. I'm sorry? Shabbos, you don't need mintar. Shabbos, all you need is a hanacha, is an object coming to rest in another rishos, even if that other rishos is not guarded. That's the point. The Gemara is saying over here, it's different criteria. The criteria for Shabbos is rishos. The criteria for Gittin is mintar. It's got to be guarded. Amar Tesman, Ayin Tesman Beis. Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Ya'amod Ada Begagzeh V'yiklo T'mei Gishamim Migagol Shel Chavero. Ah, but Rav Yehuda says the Gemara. V'yet Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. A person shouldn't stand on one rooftop and collect rainwater from the rooftop of his friend. Why? Because just as domiciles are considered to be separate and distinct below, kach diurin chalukin milamalo. So too, again, rooftops, domiciles, are considered to be separate and distinct above. Well, so take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Says Rashi, hatsafin agago shel chavero. Dahavi motzi mirishus lirishus im lo irvu. Af api she'inam darn ala gagos, shayach nami behu tzir chiluk rishusim. Say the havamina is that because people don't live on their rooftops, perhaps again, maybe the rooftop area is considered to be like one general rishus hayachin. And therefore, again, there's no problem with me taking rainwater off my friend's rooftop. Kamashon says the Gemara the same way that homes are separate and distinct in their living areas, so too they're separate and distinct in the rooftops as well. Therefore, to take water from my friend's rooftop is a problem of taking water from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. Sahani Milin Yin Shabbos. Oh, so this is distinction number three. That's only true that we assume that rooftops are separate and distinct areas when it comes to Shabbos. So I can't carry from my friend's rooftop to my rooftop. Aval inyan get mishum kapeduhu. Rabbi said, when it comes to get, the issue over here is mishum kapeda because of a husband's insistence. Vekule hai lo kapti inshi, and people are not so makbid. Rabbi said, what does that mean? That what the Gemara seems to be saying over here is that lamaisa, if the husband, let's say, owns two homes in the chatzar, and he tells his wife, I'm giving you the rooftop of house number one in which to acquire your get. And the get lands on house, the roof of house number two, she's still considered to be divorced. Why? Because the husband is not makbid on which rooftop he, even though this contradicts what we said before, husband is not makbid on which rooftop he's loaning her, but rather again, he gives her the use of all the rooftops that she needs in order to acquire the get. Take a look at Rashi Rabosai. Aval begin, hayu lo shnei gagin smuchin zelazeh. The husband had two rooftops that were next to each other. Vish ilo makom bazel kabel az gita. And he lent her space on one of the rooftops to acquire her get. Viki balto bazeh. But it turns out that she actually received the get. So he gave her rooftop number A, rooftop A. And it turns out that she's makabel the get in rooftop B. Lo aminin hacha reshuyas chalukos. Even though by Hilchos Shabbos we said what? That rooftops are considered to be separate and distinct rishuyos. That is not true over here by Gittin. Dehad de amr le'el trei mekamos la'mushli inshi mishum kveida hu yesh mashil hu yesh mashil chazir ha'makbid ha'beisal ava kuli hai gagiz mukhir ve'in tashir ragiz shumosai. Therefore, what the Gemara is essentially telling us is even though rooftops are considered to be separate rishuyos for Shabbos, they're not considered to be separate rishuyos for Gittin. And therefore, if the husband owns both of the rooftops, even though he said, I'm giving you rooftop A to get you to receive your get, as if she ends up receiving the get on rooftop B, it's fine. I will say, what about the principle that we said before, that people only lend out one rishus, they don't lend out two rishuyos? The answer to that applies to domiciles or chatzeros. That level of hakpada does not apply to rooftops. So the Gemara says, Amrabai, next case, shtei chatzeros zu lifnei nizo. This is another interesting case. Let's see, you have two chatzeros, one within the other. V'chitzona pnimes shela, the inner chatzer is hers. V'chitzona shelo, and the outer chatzer is his. Get ready, one more piece. U'mechitzos chitzonos otfos ala pnimios. And the outer walls are taller than the inner walls. Vizarkula, so remember again, now he's throwing her the get into her inner chatzer. Kevan she'egia la'aber mechitzos ha'chitzona ha'reze migureshes. This is very interesting. Once the get leaves his chatzer and enters into the airspace of the outer walls, she's divorced. Even though Atar Bosa said, which chatzer does she own? She owns the inner chatzer. But yet the Bryce is ruling that once the get enters into the airspace of the outer walls, which would seem to be the walls of his chatzer, Lemaisa, she's divorced. So the Gemara says, why is that? No, he could be standing in his chatzar. He's standing in his chatzar, throwing it into her chatzar. So the idea is once it leaves the immediate airspace of his chatzar, and it enters into the airspace of the outer walls, then Lamaisa, again, she is considered to be divorced. What's the logic behind that? Again, the truth is he could be standing either way. He could be standing outside also. So the Gemara says, what's the logic? My taima, pinimis gufa b'mechitos hachitzona kamintera. Oh, this is an interesting case. Because Rabosai, the inner chatzer is considered to be guarded by the outer walls as well. In other words, you also remember this is a case of one chatzar inside of another chatzar. She owns the inner chatzar, he owns the outer chatzar. The walls of the outer chatzar are taller than the walls of the inner chatzar. What the Mishnah is teaching, the Brice is teaching me is, once that get gets into the airspace of the outer, of the walls of the outer chatzar, so just to understand, what we're calling over here, the walls of the outer chatzar, that's the height of the wall that goes above the height of her under chatzar walls. So in other words, because remember, anything below that is considered to be the walls of his chatzar. So essentially, once the get leaves the walls of his chatzar, which are the walls of equal height, that's the equal height between her walls and his walls, that upper wall, once it gets in the airspace of those upper walls, lemais again, she's divorced. Aye, but those are the outer walls. I would assume that those are related to the walls of his chatzar. No, because remember, her chatzar benefits from the additional height of those outer walls as well. Because the height of those outer walls serve her chatzar, what the Gemara is telling me is considered to be her airspace as well, and therefore again she acquires the get. So the Gemara says, Masha'ein kein bekupos. This is different than the case of baskets. Now what does it mean, the case of baskets? So the Gemara says, what's the case of baskets? Shtei kupo zu besoch zu. If you have two baskets, rabosai, one basket inside of the other. Pnimis shala, vichitsona shalo. The inner basket is hers, the outer basket is his. Vizarku la, and he throws her the get. Afilu higia la aver pnimis, even though the get reached the airspace of the inner basket, ina migureshas. She is not divorced. Why? My time. Why is that? The halonach, because the get has not come to rest. Now the Gemara is teaching me a very important yisod over here, which is the following: airspace is a din of chatzar, right? Airspace is a din in chatzar. Airspace is not a din in kalim. Meaning, we've established my kli, my utensil, could acquire on my behalf. But when does a utensil acquire? When does a utensil acquire? Only when the object comes to rest in the utensil. A utensil does not have any level of airspace. Therefore, again, if he's throwing the get into her utensil, that's fine, but she's only divorced when the get comes to rest inside the utensil as well. I v'chi noch my havi, but 1 second, even if the get comes to rest in her utensil, it's still problematic. Why? After all, isn't it a case of kelev shalokeach b'shus mocheru? But say, this is considered to be a case of the utensils of the purchaser in the domain of the seller. Now, both say now why? Because remember, where is her utensil? Sitting inside his utensil. So who's to say, remember, we'll say, that's a machlokes, whether or not Caleb Shalokeach could acquire Bishus Mocher. So here, how do you know her utensil could, even though the get comes to rest in her utensil is still sitting in his utensil, to which the Gemara says, no, how come I ask you, what's the case? Bekupa She'en La Shulayim. But we'll say, the case over here is where his utensil has no bottom. It has walls, but no bottom. That's still called the Kli Rabosai, because remember, again, it still has the ability to acquire if you put something into it. But because it has no bottom, therefore what? Her Kli is technically inside of it. In other words, it's enveloped by the sides of his Kli, but it's actually at rest on the ground. And that ground could be hers. Because that ground is hers, it's not a case of Kelev Shalokeach or Shosmocher. But therefore, again, what the Gemara does teach Rabosai is a very important yisod, that the discussion of Avir, the discussion of airspace, is only a discussion that is pertinent to a Chatzar. But a Kli, a utensil, does not have airspace. And therefore, the only way that a Kli is able to acquire on behalf of its owner is how? Is if the object is coming to rest inside the utensil itself. Fine. Says the Mishnah.
There's no bottom, it's not a Kli.
No, it is a Kli. That's not right. It's a Kli. It's still considered to be that her Kli is in his Kli. What having no bottom avoids is the issue of Kelev Shalokeach Birshus Mocher. So his Kli is still a Kli, but her Kli is not considered to be in his Kli. Even though it's enveloped by the walls of his Kli, because it's not resting on the bottom of his Kli, it's not in his Kli. But again, so this is very important. So if you have a Kli, and that Kli has walls, that Kli could acquire on your behalf when something comes inside of it. Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omrim, Poter Adamus Ishto Beget Yasham. So both say, remember, we're going to get into a discussion now that we have alluded to in the past, the concept of Get Yashan. Very quickly, what's a Get Yashan? Actually, we'll discuss what a Get Yashan is in just a moment. So Beis Shammai says, a man could divorce his wife with a Get Yashan. And Beis Hillel says, you can't use a Get Yashan to divorce your wife. So Beis Get Yashan. What is a Get Yashan? Kol Shenis Yachid Ima Me'acha Shekas V'la. I will say, a Get Yashan is a Get. Let's say a husband writes a Get, and then after writing the Get, he has yichud with his wife, right? He's alone with his wife. So can you use such a get or not? Beis Shammai says yes, Beis Hillel says no. Sends me around my community, what are they arguing about? Beis Shammai Savri, lo aminan gzeira shamayom rugita kodim livna. We'll say, see, here's the issue. The issue over here is why we can send somebody get, Yashan. Let's say again, he writes the get. He writes the get on Tuesday. And what happens? On Wednesday he has yichud with her. And let's say there's bia. And let's say she becomes pregnant. So what happens? Now what's going to happen? People are going to look back at the sequence of events, and it's going to have the appearance that what? She had this child out of wedlock. Now, also, remember again, from a yichus perspective, a child born out of wedlock is a full-fledged Jew. There's no yichus problems, except that it's not the best reputation to have, right? If possible to avoid it, I like to avoid it. So therefore, again, that's the issue with a get yashan. So Beis Shammai says, we're not worried about this. Lo amrinon, gazir shamiyom ruko gita kodom livna. We're not worried that when there's yichud, that there's going to be bia, that she's going to become pregnant, and there's the possibility that what? That again, people will say that she received her get before pregnancy, as she conceived outside of marriage. Beis Hillel says, no, we are concerned that again, there'll be yichud, and then there'll be bia, she'll become pregnant. Now in reality, when she became pregnant, she was not yet divorced. But then he'll give her the get afterwards, and lemais again, when looking back at the chronology of events, it will look like what? That she became pregnant outside of marriage. So we'll say, that's the machlokas. Others explain, I'm sorry. But yet again, I will say, everybody will agree that what? Even Beis Hillel, who says that a man should not use a get yashan to divorce his wife, will agree that what? That if he did divorce her with the get, a get yashan, and she got remarried, she need not leave her second husband. The Gedarmi, others say, I'm Rabbi Abba Shmuel, im niskar shetinasa v'chatchila. So I'll say, others say that Rabbi Abba said in Shmuel that what? That she could even get married with a get yashan l'chatchila. So okay, a fundamental machlokis, but again, the machlokis in Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says, you can get married with a get yashan, Beis Hillel says you can. I will say, just very quickly, look at Tosis. Tosis, Beis Shammai, Savri, lo amrin, and gezer shem yomru, gita kol, not very important Tosis. So I'll say, here's what's interesting. The Gemara doesn't tell me, like, what is in the kudas machlokis, like, what are they arguing about? So Tosis is something amazing. But Yerushalmi Parashi does the Tamayo. Yerushalmi says that this machlokis says he saw this machlokis in Beis Shammai Sila. Why? Islu perakam agarish lo igarish adamas ishto ele imkin matzah bad davar erva hilchach mizu hemesi beinav veino ba elaha ubeis hilal islu afilu hikdicho tavshilo yachal agarsha veino mizu hemes beinav yomru ki ba elaha v'chi agav nafik. You're supposed to listen to this. We're going to see this later on. There is a fundamental machlokis in Beis Shammai Sila. What are the grounds for divorce? Beis Shammai says the only reason too for a man to divorce his wife is infidelity. If there's infidelity, that's grounds for divorce. Anything else, says, interesting, so anything else, says Beis Shammai, is not a deal breaker. Beis Hillel says, even if she burned dinner. Even if she burnt dinner, that's especially if you're very hungry. Then I'm sorry, as soon as you, right? So that right. So I was supposed to say, when Beis Hillel says, even if she burnt dinner, that's an expression for, listen, a person has the right to get out of a marriage for whatever reason he feels is deal-breaking material. So therefore, says the Tosafot something amazing. Now we begin to understand this machlokis. Beis Shammai, who says, is that the reason a man is going to be divorcing his wife is because of infidelity. There's no concern that even if they're alone together, bia is not going to happen. Why is bia not going to happen? Because she is repulsive in his eyes. So therefore, Beis Shammai says that even if they were alone, there's no concern for bia, and there's no concern that she's going to become pregnant. Therefore, Beis Shammai allows a husband to divorce his wife even with a get yashan. On the other hand, Beis Hillel, who says you could divorce your wife for any reason you see fit, there is the possibility that what? That if there is yichud, there could be reconciliation. If there's reconciliation, there could be bia, and therefore what? She could become pregnant, and therefore you could run into a situation where it looks like she became pregnant after the date that the get was given. So that, says Tosas, is the fundamental machlokis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel by get yashan, is a fundamental machlokis as for the grounds of divorce. So what's how do we paskin? We paskin like Beis Hillel, that Allah says again, a man should not divorce his wife with a get yashan. Therefore, the way we paskin is, if a man wrote a get, and then there was yichud with his wife, we tell him to write another get. But if he doesn't write another get and divorces his wife with this get, we pass an ex post facto bidi eved. The get is considered to be a valid get, and if she remarried, we do not make her leave the second husband. I will say, we'll stop over here, pick up a Hashem with the Mishnah tomorrow.